Parliament confirms the receipt of a complaint by the chief whip of the EFF calling on the speaker to conduct an investigation into allegations of gender-based violence against female members of his party by some members of the Parliamentary Protection Services during the forceful removal of disruptive MPs from the House on the 9th and the 10th of June. The speaker has also been advised that out of the two Protection Services staff members who suffered abuse, assault, as well as intimidation from the EFF MPs during their removal process, and this is a female staff member, sustained injuries to her face after being allegedly assaulted by a male EFF MP. She immediately received medical attention and both have since opened criminal cases with the Cape Town Police. The speaker is highly disturbed by these allegations and wishes to place it on the record that no stone will be left unturned in getting to the bottom of the factual circumstances around them. Gender-based violence, whether committed against female members of parliament or female members of the staff of parliament, must be condemned in the strongest terms. Our society is gripped by the trauma of violence perpetrated by men against women, and this continues to represent a direct attack on the fundamental values of our democracy as well as our constitution. The speaker has committed to swiftly institute an internal investigation into all these allegations. The speaker remains distressed by the unfortunate disruptive occurrences in the chamber on both days, as these do not augur well for the image, the decorum, as well as the prestige of parliament in the eyes of the people of South Africa. The decision to forcefully remove a disruptive member of parliament is not a decision that is taken lightly, and is done to protect the rights of the rest of public representatives to fulfill their constitutional obligations, and that of the public whose hopes and aspirations for a better future rest on the shoulders of parliament to have a functional parliament.